Welcome back. Michael and Thomas here. It's For Love of Food on WISL 1040, 92.1 FM. And we're going to talk about cheesecake today and Cheese Yetis, but also Rochester Food Net. And just put up the interview with Chris Carlson about distilleries making hand sanitizer. So if you want to learn more about his role in that and kind of what the distilleries have been doing, you can get those details and hear the interview through rochesterfoodnet.com. Also, just yesterday, got some just disturbing news. Life is challenging enough for everyone these days, and especially for first responders and hospitals. In particular, but farmers also are facing lots of challenges. And just heard yesterday that Herd Orchards had a break-in at their market, and someone stole computers, commercial mixer, probably some food things and a whole bunch of other stuff that, is beyond the monetary cost of it. You have, your key business computer that is, crucial kind of thing that you need. And but there's just also just, with all the uncertainty for this growing season for Herd Orchards, it's just totally disheartening to have this kind of thing happen. And they're a 200-year-old farm, they'll be all right. Luckily, it wasn't an arsonist or someone who that didn't happen. It was just, some really key things that were stolen. And as well, they just sort of stole some key things of their business, like their business computer. Again, so disheartening to hear. So whether you know Amy and Sue McAmer from Herd Orchards or not, maybe send them a note, send them a card, and just say, we're thinking about you, want to help in any way we can. Kind of ironically, very ironically, they were going in yesterday morning to make pies for one of their customers who had ordered 30 apple pies to give, family or customers or employees maybe, but it was someone who was wanted to give those out and also wanted to support Herd Orchards with the order of pies, and they went in and discovered that all these key things were gone, and probably more things too. This just happened yesterday, so it's just again so disheartening. And if I've been going out to Herd Orchards for about 30 years. I haven't missed one of their Thanksgiving tastings since I discovered them, which was about 28 years ago. And it's one of my favorite places to go in any season to go out there. Not to mention just how amazing those pies are. And the market is not open right now. They don't have, even in a regular spring, they're not open this early in the season. They generally open more around Mother's Day. So they weren't even open, but obviously working and preparing for the season, and again, just terribly disheartening. So, you know, if you send them a postcard, send them a card, send them a check, you know, just to say, yeah, you're thinking about them and you, looking forward to getting some pies in the near future and, placing some of those orders, sending some of their gift boxes to family and friends maybe. So, or send them just an email, you know, through their website, it's herdorchards.com. And you know, the farmers, you know, we rely on them. And it's springtime is especially difficult for farms because their sales won't really start until the crops are harvested, you know, until they open for the season. I saw some farm markets opening May 1st. You know, the first things to grow and be harvested, things like asparagus, that's not going to happen for another month at least. And Herd Orchards is a fruit farm, so, you know, they do grow some asparagus, but also their strawberries are 2 months away probably. And then to have this kind of thing happen, really, again, incredibly disheartening. So if you want contact information for them, let me know, michael@saverlife.com. But you you can find them at herdorchards.com. And I'll be sending them a card today. And just I texted Amy McAmer yesterday, and of course, the Orleans County Sheriff is working on this, and the word has been passed around in chef's circles because a brand new commercial mixer, there are not many places that, and they're not easy to move, so that was kind of bizarre. Again, if you want contact information, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. We have a special guest with us now from Rohrbach. John Erlob is with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
Give us an update on what's happening at Rohrbach these days. You've got two locations, and what are the options for people who maybe don't have their griddle cakes, beer, or other things?
Oh, well, yeah, things, it goes without saying that things have changed a lot. We've been, right. You know, I look at our business, Michael, and I think in a lot of ways, as much as all of us are struggling, we, at least here at Rohrbach's, we know that there's people struggling a lot more than us. It's been a tough go. The brewery downtown, as you might guess, we do beer in different packages. The draft beer that's sold to restaurants and taverns, of course, that business has totally stopped. So, you know, we've got a lot of product that's kind of sitting there. But the product that we sell to the package stores, like a Wegmans locally, is doing very well. So the brewery's been up and running. We're at about half staff that normally works there. We're taking all the precautions that are recommended. Everybody's wearing masks, and we're doing the best we can to distance ourselves. But it's a little bit difficult in certain situations within the brewery. But, again, there's only about half the people there. No one that is not necessary. Like, we've got a lot of staff that's working from home. Our marketing folks, accounting, they're not in the building at all. But that's been going along pretty well. And as you know, we, at Buffalo Road and really at the beer hall downtown, we did close for a period of time. We really are not set up to do 100% takeout. It's just not how our business model worked. But like many folks, we learned to adapt. But we really felt that we needed to take some time to make sure that we put into place all of the safe measures for both our staff and for our customers. And we did close for a period of time. The biggest change we did, because the takeout business the first week was actually almost overwhelming for us because, again, we weren't really set up. So we have really instituted a really nice online ordering system, which works out great because there's no transactions that are really taking place. It's all done online, so people prepay, and we've been able to do total curbside. No one comes in the building other than our staff, and even our staff is much smaller than it normally would be. So the process seems to be working. You know, we're limited hours also, just Wednesday through Saturday, and really just in the evening, so 4 to 8. But, and the menu is a little more limited than it normally is, but it just helps us to expedite. Customers seem to be very happy with that. And so far, it's going along pretty well.
And you know, people could get a few extra orders of the pulled pork and put them in the freezer for additional meals. I did that with your corned beef for St. Patrick's Day. Got like four entrees of corned beef, and I've had those. I've extended St. Patrick's Day significantly.
That's a great idea. But, you know, Michael, as you've said before, just the more you limit exposure to other people and stuff, when you're going to an establishment, pick up some extra stuff. We're doing a dinner. It's actually a Easter dinner. But the orders are being picked up today, so it's cold, and people can just reheat it, and they certainly can get extra ones there, too. We actually sold out. We're trying to be careful as to how much food to bring in, so we brought in maybe 120 dinners, and those sold out pretty quick, so people will be picking those up today. But it's always a good idea, and same thing for beer, right? Beer stays really well. You don't have to go to the store to get it. If you come here for some food, tack on. We've got crowlers now, which are the 32-ounce cans of some of the small-batch stuff. We still have all of our four packs that are available. We're not doing growlers right now. We'll do that maybe once things settle down a little bit, but people have lots of options.
And we have a nice supply of Scotch Ale here, so we're good for at least another week here of Scotch Ale.
And thank you, yeah. Yeah, that continues to do very well for us. How have you been? Things with you are good. It seems like your business, you're fortunate in some ways. I assume you're able to do this from home.
I've actually always done it from home or remote broadcasts. So, but there's just my engineer in the studio. So, and I would be in a separate room from him. So that social distancing is pretty easy that way.
Yeah, we have our brewer at the Buffalo Road location. There are certain things in the brewery that just have to continue to stay up with the beers that are in the fermenters and checking fermentation and pulling yeast and stuff. And he is here on the days we're closed, so that works out really well, too. He's the only one here in the building.
Yeah, are you going to have a quarantine brew, come up with some...
I hate to. This pandemic is so stressful for everyone, and I know humor is good. I don't think we're going to. One of the things we did do is we did a social distancing collaboration, which is kind of an oxymoron a little bit because a collaboration is doing things together. But we did it by phone through our friends at Three Head, and that's going to be released. And they did the beer, but they collaborated with us on the recipe, and it's. It should be released, I think, in a week or so. So that's been fun. But we're just going along making, our standard stuff, trying to keep the store stocked. And really, we've also cut down the number of days we're open. So instead of actually manufacturing for 5 days, we're doing it four. We're trying to get that all into 4 days. So there's many things that we've done, but so far it's working out as best it can.
All right. People can get... the online ordering information, which also helps you to know when you're sold out of items too, I imagine, just at roarbox.com?
Yes, yeah. Roarbox.com, and it's easy to see. And the menus at the beer hall and the restaurant are a little bit different. And again, I just want people to understand that it isn't the full menu. We're this whole 100% takeout has put a little strain on the kitchen, so we're trying to focus on those items that we know will carry really well, that people can, chill down, eat up later. you know, the fish fries, of course, Good Friday was yesterday, so Lent is over, but the fish fries were big. Those, of course, wouldn't heat up very well, but most of the items we have do really well, and you can see those right online. Just go either to the beer hall side or to the restaurant side.
And it also allows you to have fewer people working in the kitchen, right? You know, to have a more limited menu.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I think, Michael, it's a question. You know, I question it all the time. Are we essential or aren't we? Well, of course everyone has to eat. I think we are hopefully providing a service. I know we get lots of positive comments from our customers. They know how careful we are with things. They feel safe. They're not coming in the building. And hopefully it is a service. And also, this is just something that I felt was very important to the staff that is here at Roarbox. I check with them every day to make sure that this is something they want to do and that they would rather do this than stay home. With all the precautions we're taking, I want to make sure they still feel safe. And I've let all the staff know, and this includes the brewery and the production area, that at any point in time, someone doesn't feel comfortable, they're more than welcome to not come in. And if we get to a point where we close down because staff feels safer being home, I'm totally fine with that too. So I know that the folks that are here feel comfortable, and this is their decision to be here. There's no pressure from Roarbox to come in. So yeah. I feel good about that, too.
And it seems like it's likely that wearing masks is something that's going to continue for maybe a couple months, even as the economy starts to reopen. We'll still need to wear masks to try to protect each other and avoid the, you know, second, third waves, et cetera. And so we might as well get used to wearing them. And,
yes.
And it's got to be, you know, as a business owner, you've had Roarbox for 20-plus years, and you have employees who have been with you for much of that time. It's got to be, just really challenging for you to have to, you know, let half the staff go right now, and knowing them and their families, and you know, it's just, as a business owner, that's we don't talk about that very much in the news. You just sort of see it mentioned, and but hard to do, right? I mean, this is their extended family for you.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, I don't want to tip my hat on my age, Michael, but we're almost at 30 years, and in all that time, we never had to lay anyone off for lack of business. We've grown the business, not big numbers each year, just slowly, gradually over time, and it was very, very difficult. I do stay in touch with the staff, and I feel an obligation as a business owner or the leader, a leader in this company, that I want to assure them that we're doing everything we can, and the things that we are doing will ensure that they'll have a job when this is all over. And it is important for them. I mean, we have a number of employees, and I feel an obligation. You're right. It's like family. We have to make sure, again, that they have the security that they know when this is all over, even though they may not be working now, that their job is here and will certainly be available as soon as we can open things back up.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you for the update, and good luck to you and your employees. The Roarbox.com, people can get details, and you've got lots of different beers out there available for people to try, from Space Kitty, and by the way, you did bring out Red Wing Ale, even though the Red Wings are not playing right now. The Red Wing Ale is available.
It is. It's a sign of spring. As we say, and hopefully we'll have some baseball. I'm not sure we will or not, but the Red Wing is out, and hopefully that'll at least be a reminder of people that, of fun times that they had at the stadium.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, John. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Michael, yeah, thank you, and you be safe. Thanks for all that you do. Bye.
Thank
now.
You. Bye-bye. That's John Erlob, the owner of Roarbox, founder of Roarbox, and again, roarbox.com. You can get more information on their menus and what they're doing. Again, they shut down for a week, 10 days, somewhere in that range, and kind of retooled what they were doing and how they were doing it so that they could be safer, more efficient, and really be able to make the takeout work. I think of the most experienced and restaurateurs that I respect the most after watching, you know, their businesses grow over the years. John Olap, certainly one of those, and we have some really pretty amazing restaurateurs here in our area, and the again, takeout is an option. I would recommend, a couple things. One, get a few extra meals to freeze if you're going out already. But also, if you see a restaurant, and they're not wearing masks, they're not doing curb service, they just don't seem to be like they're being that careful, ask them to just, you don't have to badger them. You don't have to, I don't mean get upset with them. Just say, I'll come back more often and get takeout if your staff's wearing masks and if I feel like you're being more careful, or you can send them that note if you run into businesses that, again, you kind of want to give them a constructive criticism that you'd be back more often if they were doing whatever to be more careful. So if you have comment questions, email me, michael@saverlife.com. You can also reach us here, 585-346-3000. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors on WYSL 1040.
I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome. He wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette. I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere. I left without my hat.
Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here is for Love of Food. And without sponsors, I wouldn't be on the radio. Let them know that you listen. And well, we have some great sponsors. These are places I've gotten to know over a couple of decades. And Lombardi's Gourmet Foods in Fairport, one of those. Anthony and Mary Lombardi are just such amazing food lovers. And through all of this, the major grocery stores are out of pasta and out of sauce and out of some things like that. And Lombardi's has plenty. We've been eating some of their frozen raviolis. Had some in the shape of shamrocks for St. Patrick's Day. They have 30 or 40 different kinds of raviolis, from gluten-free to vegan to regular meat raviolis. There's tons of options, all kinds of dried pasta, sauces, many of the tapenades and sauces they make themselves. We've got some of their marinara sauce in our freezer. They have frozen meatballs in 5 different sizes, so you can you get those, and then you just take out what you need from the freezer and put the bag back in. You buy them by the pound. So very easy to do for many meals. If you're going to stock up on some things, head to Lombardi's. LombardisGourmet.com for more information in Fairport, just north of the railroad tracks. Also brought to you by Max of Eastman Place and Max Chop House, Aunt Rosie's. John Olap from Roebox, Tony Galassi and his Max restaurants closed for a short time, kind of retooled, and now are offering takeout once again. So you can go to maxrochesterny.com, which, by the way, has some cool photography on it. And you can do takeout from Max of Eastman Place, the Chop House, and Aunt Rosie's. So again, it's maxrochesterny.com. Fox Run Vineyards and Anthony Road Wine Company are doing curb service. They also are shipping. So they're going to ship it to your door. And that some delicious wines. Both wineries make gorgeous dry reds, beautiful white wines, dessert wines, a port-style wine at Fox Run. And there's a white port-style one that they do at Anthony Road, and a Vignoles dessert wine. So look for their dry rosés, too. Get a half a case of mixed wines, maybe, or a full case, and stock up on some local wine. It's at foxrunvineyards.com, anthonyroadwine.com. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on For Love of Food.
Your spinach, baby, that's the proper thing to do. It'll keep you kind of healthy, too. And what it did for Popeye, it will do for you. Oh, you've got to eat your spinach, baby, to give you lots of TNT. For whenever you're caressing me, then you need every vitamin from A to Z. Please take my advice. Oh, kissing is dangerous, doctors all agree. Please take my advice. Don't ever kiss anybody but me. Now you've got to eat your spinach, baby. If you do, you can't go wrong. For it's gonna make you nice and strong. And the stronger you are, the longer you live, and the longer I'll have to love you.
Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And saw a couple of interesting notes. One was a video from a chef in Edmonton, Canada. And he was going through the costs of business and then relating those to using the takeout services like, I don't know, Grubhub, et cetera, and the amount of money that those services charge for the service. And as a restaurateur, I think he was using his employees to do delivery because the employees needed work, but also the delivery service was getting something like 20 to 30% of the check total. And so obviously the delivery services need work. The restaurants need business. But don't be surprised if more restaurants are doing their own delivery because the costs of the delivery service are significant, especially to the restaurant. So I think a lot of consumers, and that was the chef's point, that a lot of consumers don't realize how much it costs the restaurants when they use the delivery service. Sometimes even just for ordering, I think if you order through some of them, even if you go pick it up yourself, there's still something like 16% of the check total went to that delivery / ordering service. And, you know, they need to make their money. But keep that in mind, I guess, as you're looking at how you get food. And there was a nice article in the Rochester Beacon, which is an online news organization locally, and covers a wide variety of topics. But this is Robert Mantell, who wrote this article called Recipes for Survival, and basically interviewed a bunch of local restaurants about what they're doing. And one of the main photos is of Vula's Greek Sweets and they are doing some of their own delivery just for this reason. And he covers quite a few different restaurants that he talks to in this article. Have a nice overview of what places like the Hideaway are doing, and as well as Vula's and half a dozen or more others around our area. So it's, I think, interesting to read about what they're doing, how they're doing it, just like we were talking with John Erlob about how restaurants are adapting and working to keep their staff safe, as well as limit the contact on takeout meals. Marty's Meats is mentioned in here, that they are doing a grocery pickup, and a few other places are doing that kind of thing. Veneto, Wood-Fired Pizza has date night meals, Simply Crepes, Luca Wood-Fired Bistro, all of those mentioned in here. So go to rochesterbeacon.com. You can read about it, get some more background on what's happening locally. And they don't actually handle food-related, restaurant-related things very often. Rochester Beacon has a lot more about economic issues, culture, government, etc. They just occasionally have something food-related, but a really good publication. It's free online, and they've been doing a really good job. They have several key reporters who have been in our area for a long time, who have left other publications that are now writing for Rochester Beacon. So some really good articles. RochesterBeacon.com. Right now we have another John with us, John Baker from Cheesy Eddie's, for an update on what they're doing. Good morning, John.
Morning, Michael. How are you this morning?
Good. We had John Erlob from Roarbox on earlier, and this is a time to adapt businesses, and what's Cheesy Eddie's been doing lately?
Incredible. We were fortunate enough to have a good group of friends and family behind us. We developed a new online store, shop at CheesyEddies.com, that we launched about almost 2 weeks ago, and that has been a huge success for us, thankfully. So much so that we actually had to turn off the online ordering last night because we could not keep up with the volume of orders, which has never happened before for us.
Wow.
That's one thing we're doing.
What are people ordering?
lots and lots of carrot cakes and a bunch of cheese cakes and cupcakes as well, but carrot cakes the thing we're having a hard time keeping up on at this point.
Is it? You've always sold a lot of cheese or a lot of carrot cake, even though people think of you for cheesecake, but is this more than usual in terms of carrot cake? And
there is a spike for Easter for carrot cakes for the holiday. That seems to happen every year, but exacerbated this year, I guess, by some good success of the website and maybe some local news coverage we had as well that kind of put things on fire. So we're doing all curbside business right now at Market View location and some at our 602 South Avenue location as well. So it's working super well. People have been very gracious and very understanding. We've been really fortunate to have the outpouring that we've had.
And, in some ways, perhaps, again, with volume, kind of critical that you have your new facility up and running in Henrietta.
Yeah, that has saved the day, and it's a much better pickup point as well. We're set up so people can be more safe and secure and keep the social distance while they're picking up. There's just much more space. Yeah, we're doing actually pickup at our loading dock with a very well-oiled machine out there, thanks to my wife, Colleen, getting things going. So it's working really, really well, and people have been safe and happy to pick up their treats for the weekend, which has been a joy for us for sure.
So if you're out of carrot cake at this point, or Can people order other
substantially
things?
Substantially all. Yeah, we've got a few dribs and drabs that we're trying to frost to keep up, but it's hard to know. It changes every hour. So
right.
We're doing the best we can getting people in and out, and people have been flexible on sizes if we have a larger or smaller one. But at some point, we're going to probably hit the wall on what we have available. But so far, so good. And like I said, people have been great being flexible and understanding.
So should people order first before they come over?
Yeah, that's what we're having people do. We're trying to answer the phones. It's hard to get to all of them. But if people do call, the main place to call is the Henrietta location, which is 730-5653. And we are trying to take orders as often as we can get to the phone and accommodate. So, but there's so many pickups coming in right now, it's hard to do both well. So we're trying to strike the balance best we can.
Right. And year-round, you've been shipping cheesecake especially, right? So people could ship that to other parts of the country, maybe for, call you next week about that after Easter's over?
Yep, we are doing. The shipping has blown up, too, because the website has kind of brought that to the forefront. So we're shipping a lot. We just had to put off shipping until early next week because of the volume of orders coming in on the retail side of things.
Right. Well, CheesyEddies.com, and John, thank you for taking a moment in the midst of all of those orders to call us.
Yes, thank you, Mike. My wife's trying to hunt me down now to help with customers. So.
All right. Good luck with it.
Michael, nice talking with you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's John Baker, Cheesy Eddies, and good to hear that their online ordering is working well. And again, many businesses are working hard to set up systems and arrangements for keeping their employees safe as well as their customers, and still stay in business. So some key people, and John Baker, his wife Colleen, nearly about 15 years or so, owners of Cheesy Eddies, and that was founded by Eddie back in early 1980s, I think, late 70s maybe, and I got to know it when his sister Marge David owned Cheesy Eddies, and I never met Eddie, but really had fun getting to know Marge. She ran Cheesy Eddies and then sold it about 15 years ago to John and Colleen Baker. And they have expanded, as we said, some people may not be aware, they have a second location in Henrietta now. So the South Avenue one remains open, but they have an additional space, a much bigger space for production. And that's right kind of behind Palmer's in the Genesee Regional Market. If you drive up to Palmer's, I forget the name of that. It's a takeout, food pickup place that the Palmer's has. Right inside the entrance off Jefferson Road to the Genesee Regional Market. And if you just drive around to the right of Palmer's, that's where you'll find Cheesy Eddies. But as John said, you have to have orders in already. You can't just show up today because they have maxed out their orders. But for next week, you can place orders for things to be shipped. And they send they ship the cheesecake frozen, and that way it arrives defrosted but still very fresh. They've been doing that kind of shipping for quite a few years. If you want more details on anything you heard us mention, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors here on WYSL 1040.
Driving a cheesecake. cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here, and that is the Cheesecake song. It's King Missile, and it's more like a spoken word poem set to music, maybe, but hard to resist playing that after talking to Cheesy Eddies. So thanks to Jeff in the studio for, as he said, pulling it off the blocks and changing the oil and running it once again. We have some great sponsors. Without them, I wouldn't be on the air. Let them know that you listen. And those include Knapp Winery and Vineyard Restaurant. And the restaurant is open seasonally, so that's not open right now anyway. But the winery is open and shipping wine, knappwine.com. They're on the west side of Cayuga Lake, part of the Cayuga Lake Wine Trail. And again, some delicious wines, so reds, whites. I had a Cabernet Franc from them. Last week, it was fabulous, and the gorgeous white wines, also a number of fortified wines, limoncello, they've got a couple of those, and check out their website. Have some wine shipped to your door. It's at knappwine.com, K-N-A-P-P, knappwine.com. Also brought to you by Ristorante Lucano, and they are doing takeout. You can order through by calling them at ristorantelucano.com to get more details. And I had frozen some gnocchi that I got in there and a couple other dishes when I had done takeout about probably 10 days ago. So I had, I don't know, maybe 6 meals that I picked up and was able to put in the freezer. Again, doing that kind of takeout by ordering in more in quantity, perhaps, rather than just for tonight, allows you to minimize contact and some, of course, some great food from Ristorante Lucano. RistoranteLucano.com, located on East Avenue and Winton, and been open now. It'll be 20 years this November in 2020. RistoranteLucano.com. Also brought to you by Captain Jim's Seafood Market. They've always done takeout, so that's something that always been a big part of their business, Tuesday through Saturday. And now that Lent is over, things won't be quite as busy as they have been up till now for especially Friday fish fries. It's Captain Jim's Seafood Market, East Main Street at Winton. And on the corner of Winton and Blossom is Mayor's Paint and Hardware. They are been there for forever, one of the last old-time hardware stores, but also really flourishing, great place to get help if you've had things break while you've been home and, you know, need to fix whether it's plumbing or perhaps, you know, you need duct tape to fix something. Stop in and get some advice from them. It's mayorhardware.com. Again, the corner of Winton and Blossom. Also, Dr. Constantine Frank, Vinifera Wine Cellars. They are shipping wine and also have been posting some good stories and background videos and things online. Look them up on Facebook. That's drfrankwines.com. Of course, they're shipping wine, and their sparkling wines are fantastic. Make sure that you get a couple of those as part of a mixed case, as well as their gorgeous dry red Saporavi, other lesser-known white grapes like Arcazzatelli, and get a copy of Dr. Frank's biography if you're going to be ordering wine from them. And fascinating biography of Dr. Constantine Frank. That's drfrankwines.com for more information. And again, they'll ship wines to your door. Also brought to you by Newbury Park Pastries. They are hosting a number of vendors today from the Brighton Farmers Market. They won't be doing it tomorrow. They have over the last couple Sundays, but they won't be doing that tomorrow. Just today, and they so again a number of different vendors there. There may be six or so in total, and they are located in the Genesee Regional Market on Mushroom Boulevard. So if you want to pick up some things, the vendors outdoors, and then just a couple of them indoors, again to keep the social distancing set up. They've been doing this on Sundays, and they won't be doing it tomorrow, but today they will have some extra vendors there, and it's 11 this morning until 2 or 3-ish, according to Kate. Clearview Farm with their great eggs, including duck eggs, and their grass-grown, no-grain beef. Pasta Classics is also there, and Triple Berry Farms, Flower City Pasta, and R&M Bishoping with raw honey. So, again, Newbury Park Pastries today, 11 till 2 or 3-ish, 205 Mushroom Boulevard in the Genesee Regional Market. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on For Love of Food.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Jaffa sweet and high. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pie. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug.
Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It is For Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And as I mentioned, I think at the start of the show, Rochester FoodNet has posted an interview I did with Chris Carlson about the distilleries making hand sanitizer, and they are making it in huge quantities. They're really doing an amazing job, and the national, multinational suppliers are struggling to meet demand, or I haven't seen any coming from Purell or any of the other national brands. They are maybe just shipping to hospitals, but the local distilleries are not only providing it for first responders and local hospitals, they're selling it to them, but also some of it now is available for pickup for retail customers at the distilleries. So you need to check with the distilleries to see what the options are. They can't ship it to you because of the alcohol in it. So unfortunately, you can't mail order the hand sanitizer, but there are some distilleries doing curbside service. Also, Rochester FoodNet has a couple other posts, a pantry jambalaya, from Amanda Antonori, and also a post about making your own Luca Woodfire Bistro Pizza. They'll provide the ingredients, and Chris Clemens wrote about that just a few last week. So those are just a couple of the newer posts at rochesterfoodnet.com. And if you have suggestions and things, it's a collaboration of local food writers. Send a note through the website or send me a note, michael@saverlife.com, and we'll be continuing to do posts during this shutdown period. I was out doing some hiking just a couple days ago. I thought I saw some ramps in the woods, and it was probably some other kind of weed I couldn't identify, but at a distance it looked like it might be some ramps that were growing. Those would be one of the first things to show up, and I've heard of people finding them already. This cold weather that we're having right now is going to slow them down, but they're basically like wild onions, wild garlic. Wild garlic is a different thing, but they're in the onion family, and they are very difficult to grow commercially. They're just not very cooperative in growing commercially. So most of them that are foraged, and the people that forage them are careful not to take all of them because they want to go back and get more next year. So that's important to keep in mind. And we'll see them maybe at the Rochester Public Market over the next week or two. More of these ramps will be available. You cook the whole thing. They have broader leaf than maybe closer to a leek in how wide the leaf is, not as big as a leek, and then kind of a scallion-like root system. So asparagus is still quite a long ways away, a month at best probably before we get a local asparagus. But it isn't too late to plant things in your garden, and hopefully people haven't been planting tomatoes outside because, as I said in the gardening show, they are probably dead this morning if you didn't cover them very carefully. It's really too early to plant them. They don't like cold nights like this. They, even if they don't get frosted, they just don't like it this cold. So now is the time to plant seeds of things like radishes and peas and Swiss chard and kale, broccoli. These things don't mind the cold weather at all, and you'll have them growing. And the spinach has already emerged in my garden. I've got little spinach shoots that are growing. And the peas will be right behind them. By end of May, I'll be harvesting some of my own from our vegetable garden. So it's too cold even for a lot of transplants. We'll wait and get things from the greenhouses in really late April, early May. Right now, it's the time to plant seeds. Snap peas, that really is one of my favorite vegetables, especially picked from the garden. And you can grow these snap peas in containers, trellis them so that they have something to climb on. And if it's in a large pot, you can, but maybe not so large, you can't bring it in and move it back outside if we get really cold weather. They don't mind a minor frost. These are some these early season vegetables are surprisingly tough, and you've probably seen kale and Swiss chard, survive much of winter, much less a few spring frosts. So again, even if you don't have room for a vegetable garden, plant some edible things in a few pots, and it will boost your spirits to have some seeds growing, to have some herbs and other things in pots. You can do hanging baskets for some herbs. And you don't necessarily need a vegetable garden, but you do need some sun. So you got to find a sunny spot, maybe a window box, something like that, where you can grow a few of your own herbs. Maybe some chives and rosemary. The chives can be outside all winter, but the rosemary you can bring inside, and that's what I did with mine. It barely survived winter. I did not water it enough this winter, but I had a big enough pot that it got enough water to survive. I need it to grow so I can harvest some rosemary once again. So, you know, the shutdown is going to continue for a little while. Another couple of weeks. Be especially careful. Wear a mask. We are finally being told that wearing a mask is a good idea, and even though it was a good idea all along, they waited to tell people it was a good idea until recently. And more people are. You can use a homemade mask, again, that's protecting other people. And those people wearing their masks are protecting you. And it's gotten to the point now fairly quickly where most people seem to be wearing masks when they're out in public and, you know, could be in contact with someone at maybe a grocery store some essential business like that. So keep that in mind. Wearing a mask protects other people, and having them wear masks is protecting you. And go online to get a million ideas on how to make your own mask. The phone number here for future reference, 585-346-3000. You can also email me anytime, michael@saverlife.com. And if you've had some great takeout food from local restaurants who look like they're really doing a lot to be safe and to keep you safe, email me some a photo or just your recommendations, michael@saverlife.com. If you want more details on anything you heard us mention, also send me an email. In the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about bicycles with Scott Page from Full Moon Vista, and as well some details about Easter plants and things from Gallia's Tropical Nursery and Greenhouse. We'll be back in the next hour with Discover the Finger Lakes. Tomorrow it's the Grapevine, 9 to 11, here on WISL 1040.